Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm at a Swing Wednesday 6. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, listening to the all-remix. All new 590 The Fan KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. Doug Strong, 7 o'clock hour. Try and carry that momentum over.
Okay. I guess it was good.
Was it strong?
Timber it's Fake and sober. Tucker. Yeah. Two tickets to the St. Louis debut of Ice Guardians Monday, November 7th at the Pageant, starting at 7 p.m. Special guests Kelly Chase and Brett Hull. That is in 5 days, Doug. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to that. You want to go?
Oh, really? Well, I'm pressed for time. What day is it?
Monday.
Monday? Well, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going.
That's at the Pageant?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see.
That's the prize for the email today, so send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. As we discussed in the 7 o'clock hour, fired up to watch this. I don't know if I have been this excited to watch a non-St. Louis sporting event in a long time. I don't know. I mean, Super Bowls? NBA Finals? I don't know. This is about as good as it gets with two franchises that have been tortured, and no matter what, one of them is going to experience the ultimate torture again in 15, 16 hours. And joining us right now from the Cleveland Indians pre- and post-game telecasts, a guest with us when the Cardinals and Indians did their traditional summer dealings for Brendan Moss in 2015. He is the former Indians pitcher, now pre- and post-TV analyst. Jensen Lewis is our guest on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Jensen, good morning.
Tim, Jim, Doug, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Great to have you on the show. If you could, give us an idea of what the feeling is like in Cleveland right now this morning.
Nobody slept. Basically, everybody is freaked out and nervous, and then the only way that a Cleveland sports fan could be going into Game 7, and, you know, at least we have a little bit to draw back on about 4 months ago when the Cavaliers had to force a Game 7 in their own right, and I think a lot of people on social media were talking about, karma, and they're really, really sorry for all the Warriors blew the 3-1 lead jokes coming into today, so it'll be interesting getting down to the ballpark here in a few hours and seeing what the mood is like downtown.
Is the forecast pretty rough tonight? I saw Ken Rosenthal's piece on FoxSports.com this morning that it is scheduled, the forecast at least as of right now, at around 11 at night to be a deluge, which will only add to the potential drama of this Game 7.
Yeah, it sounds like they're moving the first pitch up 8 minutes. Not sure what that's going to change, but yeah, if you get into that traditional seventh or eighth inning where we've hit the 11 o'clock hour, it looks like it's just going to absolutely open up here. Now, being up by the lake, things are, they could change in about 20 minutes. So I think for the Indians and then obviously for the Cubs, they'll wait as long as they have to finish this one or whatever they got to do. But it just adds another element of intrigue to a winner-take-all day. And I think a lot of people are just going to be excited that it's going to be in Cleveland. They don't have to watch at home a nervous wreck.
And I'm sure they're excited to have Kluber going for the Indians tonight. On short rest, what do you figure he'll have tonight?
Well, with Kluber, you have your ace, and you are able to rest assured that you know you've got your best bullet going. That being said, it'll be the third time now that he's faced this Cubs lineup, which feels like in the last couple of days they started to put some things together offensively. I think he comes back to his bread and butter. He goes back to that power sinker and his big breaking ball that really has given fits to the middle of the Cubs lineup. And if he's able to do that, I don't know if Kyle Hendricks has the stones to pitch on the road in the postseason in this atmosphere. I mean, he's been kind of coddled by being able to pitch at Wrigley Field where he's had everybody behind him. So you can say all you want about him being the professor and all this. The kid's still a young rookie in the World Series, and I would rather have our grizzled veteran in Corey Kluber. Of course, I'm biased here, but I think that you feel pretty good going at least into this game with the home game and your ace on the hill.
And you guys have a pretty rested bullpen compared to the Cubs, who have used Chapman quite a bit. Do you guys feel like that's an advantage for the Indians?
Yeah, I mean, it could be as early as the fourth inning. Miller's going to throw maybe two or three innings today. Allen's probably going to throw two innings. You have Brian Shaw readily available. So they've got three big bullets out of the bullpen. And Chapman did not look good covering first base. I know Joe Maddon and the Cubs saying last night that he'll be fine. At the end of the day, this is a pretty severe workload for him. If he goes again today, and in 4 days, he's never thrown, I think, over 85 pitches or something like that. And he would be 25 or so away from doing that. I would expect Joe Maddon manages this exactly the same way he's done the last two nights. And we were kind of caught off guard with Chapman coming in the seventh inning and a five-run lead. And that just tells you that Joe Maddon does not trust anybody else in his bullpen. But at the same time, guys, I think we saw at the beginning of this postseason when Buck Showalter did not use Zach Britton at all, that I think Maddon is erring on the side of plausible deniability and saying, listen, I put everything out there I could. I put our best guy out there, and, if you lose, then you at least gave it your best shot.
I wonder if in a game like this, when everyone will be so pumped with adrenaline, everything on the line, if it really even matters how tired you are, how much you've pitched in the past. Don't you think they could all reach back for something extra tonight?
Certainly, yeah. I don't think velocity will be a problem. It's going to be a matter of command, and that's really where the fatigue from the past couple of days could set in, being able to drive that ball down in the zone. As you guys well know, I mean, it's a game of inches, and if you miss a little bit higher than you would lower with a little more rest, that could be the difference in a winner-take-all game. But I really believe the team that can execute right out of the gate, specifically both of these pitchers, you can say all you want about getting the lead early, but I think it probably pertains more to the Indians because of how rested their bullpen is and how difficult a time they've had with Kluber and with Miller. So for the foreseeable future, if you forecast it out tonight, you would hope that Kluber could get you five innings. Even if he gets you four, I think that's job well done, pitching for the third time here in 7 or 8 days. So then you can hand it over to Miller for three innings. And then Allen could come in and finish those last, inning or two. It's really how you want it drawn up if you're forced into a corner as an Indians fan and you've got everybody, as far as a pitching staff goes, pretty much rested out of your pen.
You guys, the Indians that I'm talking about, have a ton of fans in St. Louis. Cardinal fans don't love the Cubs, so they're rooting for the Indians, but I think there's some folks in St. Louis that feel like even before Game 1 was played in the World Series, people were handing the trophy to the Cubs. Do you guys feel that way at all?
Oh, yeah. And I know you guys have had the history of the Buck family there, and it's kind of crazy that there's this love affair, it seems like, with the Cubs. And I understand in the media you want to root for storylines, but I mean, it felt like the coronation had already happened, and the Indians were just another team that was kind of there to be the doormat for the Cubs. And it was fun to watch all the Cubs fans just be in agony when they went down 3-1 and Kipnis hit that big three-run homer, a Chicago native in his own right. So I don't know if there's like this extreme optimism for a Cubs fan, because you still have in the back of your mind that, yeah, this is a team that still has to win a third straight game against a ball club at home at Progressive Field that's been one of the most vaunted in the American League. And you've got to do it against their very best pitcher, who they have scored a grand total of one run off of in 11 innings so far.
I don't remember before the playoffs started very many people picking the Indians, and yet they just rolled through the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays and for four games the Cubs. Did you see, as an insider, did you see this coming, that the Indians had this in them?
Guys, this is no joke. Ironically, we are going to roll the tape in our pregame show tonight. Back on opening day, we got rained out and actually snowed out against the Red Sox, so we had to use our off day the next day to actually be our actual opening day. And I had called the Indians and the Cubs in the World Series, and the Indians would win in seven. So
really?
Everything has worked out. No, I do not have the winning lottery numbers or have any investment advice, but baseball predictions, they never come true. So I hope mine does, and I hope for the city that they get to celebrate. It's so crazy to think with the Cavaliers what kind of pressure they lifted and allowing these guys and really these two teams, as far as players, are very close. They've come to each other's playoff games, been a part of each other's playoff runs, and Cavaliers came over last night after their game. So there's a lot of synergy between this group, and I think if anybody can speak to what it's like to overcome some adversity, it'd be LeBron and company. I would be surprised if they make their way in the clubhouse tonight and tell them, hey, guys, we've been here. It's just one game. You do what you got to do. And remember, the Cavs had to win it on the road in a hostile environment. I think the Indians will take some solace knowing that they've got their home fans behind them tonight.
Jensen Lewis is our guest on the Appliance Discounters phone lines. Do you know who is throwing out the first pitch tonight?
We do not have that information yet, but the Indians have been very, very tight-lipped about it. Again, Major League Baseball, as you guys know, takes over during the postseason, especially the World Series. So that information is very much lock and key. We do know it is somebody big. I'm going to err on the side of caution and say that it's probably going to be a former Indians player. There have been rumors of Albert Bell. There have been rumors of Omar Vizquel. Some of those other guys, from the 95 and 97 World Series teams. So we shall see. I think everybody would absolutely explode if LeBron came over and threw out the first pitch. It'd be kind of crazy. But we'll see. We'll see what everybody has up their sleeve.
I saw it. Buster only posted a poll a couple minutes ago. You had it your way as an Indians fan, who would you want to see throw out the first pitch of Game 7 between the Indians and Cubs most? LeBron James, a former Indians star, or Charlie Sheen / Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn? Where would you be on that, Jensen?
I'm torn, guys, because Major League is one of my favorite movies, having been born and raised in Cleveland. You would have to do the whole pomp and circumstance, though, with Charlie Sheen. He'd have to come out in uniform. He'd have to come out in the skull and crossbone glasses with the Wild Thing music. But you could also see the same with LeBron and them, showing on the big video screen the block and then Kyrie draining the three to ice it for the Cavaliers. I think either one would send this place into a frenzy, and perhaps that's what they would need to get this thing started.
Any chance whatsoever Charlie Sheen would be there tonight?
Oh, I think there could be a real, real strong chance. I mean, if you got the idiot Bill Murray who's going to show up in those ridiculous glasses that we saw, I think all bets are off there. So, yeah, I would expect there's a good 50-50 shot.
That Charlie Sheen would throw out the first pitch tonight?
Why not? I mean, it is a Game 7, guys. You know, it's anything goes tonight. So I'm going to say he's my strong second pick. I think he would be unbelievable for this town.
Oh my! I think the country would go bat crap if they opened up the bullpen, the wall, and he comes walking out there in the uniform.
The
and
Cubs would start rooting for the Indians.
Holy moly! Yeah, that'd be sick. I didn't think it was in play.
It'll be crazy, guys.
Well, if they let Bill Murray do some weird Daffy Duck thing on the mic, they could certainly let Charlie Sheen throw out the pitch.
Oh,
I agree.
I'm sorry, guys. That was so terrible to watch. I was kind of embarrassed for the city of Chicago there. But, I mean, whatever they've got to do. I mean, it's not like everybody else in baseball doesn't do the seventh inning stretch, but I think that was a little over the top.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see – well, I would go bat crap if Ricky Vaughn came out and threw out the first pitch tonight.
Oh,
that would be insane.
Yeah.
For Game 7, Cubs and Indians, you couldn't ask for anything better to hype that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's a lot better than Albert Bell, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I guess in Indians lore, yeah. I mean, because you look at where Ricky Vaughn was, when he came in, they ended up winning the game. And, you know, unfortunately with Albert, as great as he was here as an Indian, they never were able to cash in the World Series. Who knows what they're going to do, guys? All I know is you better be in your seat at 7:30. All right, in front of your television, because no telling what's going to happen.
Wow, wow, wow. Now you got me intrigued, man, especially with you being a soothsayer on the Game 7 with the Indians. Who knows with you? Jensen, good stuff, man. I know this is going to be an incredible day. No matter what happens, people will be talking about today, November 2nd, 2016, for decades to come in Chicago and Cleveland, no matter what happens. And that's a phenomenal circumstance.
Appreciate it, guys, and do appreciate all your guys, Soto Indians fans out there rooting for us.
Good luck tonight.
Enjoy
thanks.
It, man.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
I mean, Doug, if I'm picking up reads here, I think he knows something. Wouldn't that be cool? I'd be more excited about that than anything else.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm already fired up about the game as it is, much less if that were to happen.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Charlie Sheen's tweet is like some kind of level to make it look like he's pissed and then build up the...
What did he tweet again?
He tweeted, this is 12 hours ago. I don't know. I mean, this would be very meta. Whoever is idiotically guilty of preventing me from throwing out the first pitch in any of these home games, well, just saying.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then he, in parentheses, 7-1, top five. So he was updating the score.
That sounds like he's a little disappointed that
right.
They didn't want him there.
But maybe it's meta.
Yeah, maybe he's putting it out there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's a check raise.
Yeah, check raise, Doug. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Well, it's kind of been an odd way to put that out there.
Yeah, but then it gets you off your game, and now he's going to be able to take advantage of you when you're vulnerable.
Well, I won't be vulnerable. Yeah, I'd rather see that than the part of the game, I think.
But, I mean, think of, like, the greatest personalities in recent baseball history, and Albert Bell immediately comes to mind.
One of the most hated people in the sport when he played.
Fernando Vigna and him had a run-in.
Almost everybody had a run-in with Albert Bell. He was really a mess.
Has Tomy thrown out a first pitch yet? Anybody? Nurse? Nancy? Chasey? Lane?
No, he has not.
I'm surprised by that.
He's beloved.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that's the guy over the last 25 years.
Yeah, well,
baseball.
Three games. First game was Baiarga and...
former Cardinal.
Yeah. And they had Hargrove, and I forgot who it was in game two.
Joe Charbonneau.
What about El Presidente? He was last night.
That was last night, yeah. So I don't know who did game two. Maybe Hargrove was two. I don't know.
That would, it would be great if the if the Wild thing
Kenny Lofton.
Now CMS he did put on his Facebook page, it might have been Twitter, maybe game two in his home, in his home theater,
yes,
with the Vaughn jersey on, watching it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe you may be onto something. He may just be trying
to
fool
everybody.
Well,
I mean, the way Jensen just talked, I mean, that just strikes me as he knows something.
It's gonna be big.
So I would have to put Doug a small taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so surprised by that. I really am. And I do agree. I don't agree with the thought process, but I agree with where you guys were coming from on the criticism the Indians organization may get. Like I said, I wouldn't be one of the ones criticizing, but I'm certain that the Indians organization would be cognizant of the criticism they would get for having Charlie Sheen come out and throw out the first pitch.
Albert Bell's no saint.
I agree. And I can't believe Albert Bell. I just can't. I don't know what Albert Bell's like there, though. I mean, with the, and by that I mean, is he like Willie McGee for Indians fans?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It wouldn't even be a big deal if anybody does it unless it's Charlie Sheen.
Right.
It's just kind of a forgettable formality.
What about Braun?
That would be a big deal, I would think.
What about, was it Craig Ehlo?
I don't think Craig Ehlo. No, he couldn't play the defense.
Wait a minute. You're morphing into me. If LeBron, but I mean, they've showed LeBron up in the suite a million times, but that would be huge if he did it.
Yeah,
that
the Cavs are legitimately into this. And then last night, I saw Patrick Kane. What, the Blackhawks and Flames were playing? It's like 1-0, 2:17 left in the first or second period. And they updated the score, and there was a, you know, very loud applause in the United Center. And the Flames were looking up like, you know, the hell's going on? And then they asked Patrick Kane after the game, and he goes, yeah, it'd be dishonest if we were sitting here saying that we weren't paying close attention to the score. So both, you know, and the Cardinals and Blues have that relationship here. But mm-hmm. The Cavs and Indians clearly have that. I mean, LeBron's been in a lot of their games. Kyrie Irving's been in a lot of those games. Kevin Love was asked about it. He asked for a score update and heard it was 7-0. He said, all right, guys, get out of here. You're clearly jinxing this. That's a good reason to get the media out anytime.
But that's fun, right? When you see that players care about their home team town, it goes beyond, you know, what we see of professional athletes or what some people believe that, you know, it's all about them. It's kind of cool to see that.
Where are the Browns in all this? At 0-8, I guess they just get left out.
It would be sick if Josh McCown threw out the first pitch.
I don't think we would recognize him.
They'd bring Johnny Manziel back.
That'd probably be a downer.
You're a downer. It's awesome.
Yeah, we need Ricky Vaughn.
It is peculiar. Bullpen. I mean, there is a rooting interest in St. Louis because, you know, the folks are pulling for the Cubs to fail. But it is cool to see a Game 7 capture the imagination of so many people. You know,
there hadn't been a Game 7 when the Cardinals and Rangers played. I believe you got to go back to 0-2. And that was the Spezer sending it to a Game 7 with the Giants and Angels. Angels winning. Cardinals and Rangers, 2011 Game 7, and then 2014 Royals and Giants. That was a Game 7, was it not? Nurse?
I believe so.
Nancy?
I'm not.
Chasey? Lane?
I think it was.
Nurse? How in the hell do we have six people in here and nobody remembers 2 years ago if the World Series went to a game 7? I'm disappointed in us. For the first time ever, I'm disappointed in us.
Oh, you've been disappointed before.
No, I understand you guys being disappointed, and you could probably cite the Tucker call, any of the Timber fake
that
call.
That I remembered.
But that was I was fine with that, not knowing if the Royals and Giants went to a Game 7.
Then Kansas City, you were. I remember some of the Kansas City people got were one game away, and then you lose in Game 7.
Game 7.
Yeah.
And the Mad Bum again. Yeah. The Mad Bum strikes.
Yeah.
Kluber would be the first since Bob Gibson in 67 to start and win games 1, 4, and 7.
Gibson also hit a home run in game 7.
And Kluber hit a home run in game 4. Mm-hmm. Did he? The home run.
Well, now you're asking me to remember something that happened like 3 or 4 days ago.
Doug doesn't even remember putting on pants this morning. It'd
be awesome if he didn't put on pants.
I think if Charlie Sheen throws out the first pitch tonight,
you're going to move action in on the Indians.
No, I think it would probably be the greatest single pregame moment in the history of Major League Baseball.
There was a time that Josh the Bat Boy was getting hazed by Walt in the stands right before the first pitch.
That wouldn't have been as good.
Did you hear Hunter Hayes sing the anthem last night?
I didn't hear it. I saw it.
Yeah.
I was having chicken Madiga pizza.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
That Hunter Hayes gave you goosebumps? What is that song he sings?
I don't know.
How does it...
That's a whole nother world.
Stolen? Right? Is that what it is?
He's a country singer, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole nother world. Like, I'm not killing it. It's just not my thing. But he's a huge star, right?
The biggest demographic for the country audience is Jewish gentlemen from New York.
Mm. 5-time Grammy winner.
Has he been on Full
Audio? Yeah, he's huge. I get it.
No, he's too big. I don't know what it is with the country acts for World Series games. I really don't.
Whites, LOL? Is that really what it has to do with?
Oh, my God. You're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. So you have a lot to choose from there.
Well, country music's huge, too, right now.
Well, if you look in the stands, there seems to be a certain demographic of fans that go to the games. They might like Hunter Hayes.
What are you trying to say? I saw the demographic breakdown for the ratings. I was legitimately surprised by this. I don't know if any of you guys saw this yesterday. I was going to retweet it, but then I'm sure somebody would take offense to it. I'm like, I don't need to have that in my life at this particular moment. The account at Sports TV Ratings tweeted out yesterday that the average age of the viewer, and I wonder how they get this stuff. I guess they know who has the Nielsen boxes. Is that how it's still done with television?
I have no idea.
Like radio used to be, you would get sent a diary and $5 in cash for real.
Right.
Now, for the 3.2 million people in the St. Louis area, 1,000 carry people meters, and that's how the people on the FM have to live and die by that crap. So they got to put up with that.
Yeah,
how do they know the ages of
Nielsen
people?
Family.
World Series median age. Saturday, Game 4, 55.4. Sunday, Game 5, 53.8. And the Cowboys and Eagles, Sunday Night Football, 47.6. I'm surprised the ages are that high for all of them, actually.
I mean, if you're Major League Baseball and you see 55, you're probably like, we need to work on some things.
Well, that's what Manfred has been saying all along. One of the things we need to do is get young people watching baseball again, because they're not.
Well, how do you do that? How would you do that? I don't know that there's an easy answer for that.
You know, it used
to be. Have Ricky Vaughn come out.
That would help.
It used to be, because it's such a modern age movie.
Yep.
Kids are all on board.
2009.
But it used to be that you like baseball because your dad liked baseball, and it got passed, you know, generation to generation. And I think we've seen the dynamic of the family change. It's not that way anymore.
Or you liked it because you played it. Almost everybody in this country plays baseball or softball.
I got cut 3 years at the U.S.
Yeah, but I mean, earlier than that. You didn't get cut as a kid if your dad could control the Little League
Drop
program.
Out of that, please. Thanks.
Well, back in the day, there was a lot more daytime baseball. The World Series was played during the daytime. I remember as a kid, they'd roll the TV in the grade school. And now, I mean, these games are on at 10:30, 11 o'clock, still playing.
Yeah, I went to bed last night before the ninth inning. I'm just like, it's probably not going to happen. And I was flipping back and forth between that and the World Series of Poker, me and 10 other people. And then I wake up this morning, and it was still going on.
Yeah.
I got to watch the end of the World Series of Poker final table this morning, and it ended like at 5:55.
I was watching it back and forth with the game, and finally, like 11 o'clock, I got to go to bed. This could go on forever.
It ended at 5:55 this morning.
I go by my kid, and if it's a choice between watching a World Series game or Blues hockey, and not a game like last night for the Blues where they're down early, He wants to watch Blues hockey instead of World Series. Now, if it were the Cardinals in the World Series, it would be a different story. Mm. But he likes hockey better, I think.
The Indians could have Bob Uecker farting on Charlie Sheen and Corbin Burnson in center field while Brad Penny plows Alyssa Milano on the slab.
Okay.
That's Surrey and McKellen's thirst for boy juice.
Just as a little demonstration before the game?
Tim, the only thing that would be bigger than Ricky Vaughn throwing out the first pitch would be you throwing out the first pitch.
Okay.
Suspend that guy.
Who was Grimey from South County?
Grimey from South County has been suspended for ultra-eliminating. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
I don't know if I can do that. I'm going to try and play nine holes late this afternoon, so I don't think I can get to Cleveland.
Do it for the city of Cleveland, Tim.
Please. I kind of would rather just hang out on my couch. I don't know. I'll let them know.
Yeah, and if you don't show up, I guess nobody. It's you, probably you or no one.
Do you think that I really don't? I mean, I would have never thought Charlie Sheen was going to throw out the first pitch tonight. But then you hear Jensen Lewis, and I'm like, sounds like he knows something. Iggy, do you have that read?
I did, and I kind of was going back to the Charlie Sheen tweet where
you think it's meta. Do you think that's meta?
It could be. It could be. Charlie's been known to do that before. I don't know. I asked somebody because I was – nobody cares, but it's just one of the pet peeves when in 06 and 11 and 14 and 13 it's, or 14. It's like – or 13. My God, I mean, every time in St. Louis, it's country people. They brought somebody out who had retired. I know Gould was all gaga to go see him.
Rich
I can't,
Gould?
Yeah, I can't remember who this old country guy was.
Conway Twitty.
No.
Porter Wagner?
No. He's some long-haired dude.
Trace Adkins.
Willie Nelson.
No.
Travis Tritt.
Just if you want to go back and research 2013.
Duncan, you go back and...
No, I'm not.
I know producer Joe continues to point out the Cardinals have not won a World Series game since Rascal Flatts performed at Busch Stadium in the World Series.
Yeah, but it's... And I asked somebody, and I think if I remember correctly, the home team has can give suggestions who they would like, but it's up to Major League Baseball to agree to it. I think I'm right on that. So even if Cleveland said we want Sheen to come out as Ricky Vaughn, I think Major League Baseball would have to say okay, because they're basically in charge of the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Major League Baseball would have to say okay.
Guys, Tucker and Plowboy should throw out the first pitch. It's from Sugar Shane. Hey, Tim, when did you start playing golf again? Thanks, Woods.
Yeah, he's real interested in that. Maybe it was Tiger.
Doug, my game's off right now. I need you to go out there and work with me on my swing.
You can't get off the tee?
What are you slicing? I can. It's either straight left or going right.
I think I'm it's not a ploy to get you out there. Just he
two
and you.
Yeah, I would suggest you close your stance a little bit, maybe loosen your grip.
I've been working with that Ed Schwent, though. He's the best in the business. I'll tell you that. Well, he is the best in the business.
Well, he'll get you straightened out.
He is the best in the business.
How's the flat iron?
Leave it out to the right.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about putter. I apologize.
Yeah.
No, putter's not bad. Tim, if you sang country music and threw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game, that would be the best. Thanks. That's Grimey from South County.
You just got suspended, Grimey. And by writing in again, the suspension was trebled. You'll now serve a suspension to last a period of 6 days' time.
Hey, Iggy, it was Ronnie Millsap. Thanks. That's from the St. Francis Fanny Slapper.
No, it wasn't him. He's dead, isn't he?
Well, still.
I don't know. Mickey Gilley, maybe.
Well, still.
No, it was a guy who was big back in the day, and it's almost like he came out of retirement to sing the national anthem. And I'm asking, who is this dude? And Gould's going, he's the best. He's the best. I can't wait to interview him.
Kenny Rogers.
No.
Guys, they should have that Art Modell throughout the first pitch. That'll whip the crowd into a frenzy. It's from the Vianney father-son dance chaperone.
They don't need chaperones there.
Tim, I'm having the same problem. I'm going to play in Waterloo today, though so excited to see all of the lesbians. So Waterloo and New Athens, Illinois are hotbeds of lesbianism? I didn't know these things.
Well, apparently Columbia was last week when they had that golf tournament that went sour.
Mm.
Did you read about that?
No, what happened?
Somebody put together what he said was a charity golf tournament benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but apparently he lined up a bunch of the dancers from the east side to work the golf tournament, and they worked it without clothing and did some inappropriate acts for money, and the charity was not getting any of the money at all.
No.
And, they got busted big time.
Now that's a problem. The latter part, and I understand there's whatever laws that prevent, you know, double-end dildos.
Ah! What, Tim?
Being used in public. I wasn't done with my sentence. But if you're going to represent that the funds, or at least portions of the funds, are going to Make-A-Wish Foundation, and then you don't do anything to help them raise money or cut a check yourself, really? Then that's dirty pool. And that's the part that actually bothers me.
But I don't know what the law would say either about public nakedness on a golf course.
Like it's a double-sided dildo.
Okay. I don't know if there were some people who weren't involved in the golf tournament, got an eyeful a little bit more than what they bargained for when they paid their greens fees.
As long as nobody can see. I remember we played in the PT's tournament out at Gateway not long ago, and Smitty said, you can do it, but you can't get naked on holes 1, 2, and whatever, where you could see the road.
And he was talking about you getting naked or the girls?
No, the girls, Doug.
Imagine that. Doug forgot part of the story. The Make-A-Wish Foundation called the guy that ran the tournament a few days prior and demanded they were not involved. That's from Mrs. Jenny Shanahan. Doug, I didn't see the story. Is that accurate?
It seems, I believe that's right. Yeah, they backed off of it. The charity backed off, said, no, that's not us. The guy was just running the scam.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Channel 4 broke that story, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought I saw the video.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Oh, now somebody's sending in video of it. So somebody shot video of it at the...
I would suspect they did.
What golf course was this? I can see corn in the background.
I'm not sure what course it was.
Wow. Got a nice picnic blanket laid out for the whole deal. How about that whole... How about that whole deal? This is what the people are sending in, the cat. Take a look. See what the word is. Look at the word.
Course looks in pretty good shape.
Oh, does it?
I got to tell you, I mean, I enjoy that, but I need the con of thinking that the lesbianism is real. Follow me on this. You'll probably follow me on this. And so if they're just out in the middle of a golf tournament with like a bunch of like 40-something, you know, miserable married dudes with corn in the background and just doing it as people throw money at them, I don't know if they're really in love with each other.
And that's important to you.
Love, I need that love con. Has to be the thing.
I need that con.
There must be emotion involved.
I need that con.
That's why I enjoy the scene in Pirates so much, because Jesse Jane and the other chick were...
I don't remember. There was the scene in The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman and the crucifix, and I felt like that was significant, but you're talking about a scene in Pirates.
Pirates, Jesse Jane and the other chick. That was real. They were enjoying each other. I was told that they because I was told it was supposed to be like a 8-minute scene, and they just let the cameras roll, and they did it for like 40 minutes, and they edited it, but Jesse, Jane, and this other chick wouldn't quit. They were having so much fun.
Who is the other girl?
I can't think of it.
Who is the other girl?
I gave you the video. I gave you the DVD.
This is Pirates of Penzance?
Oh, yeah. That was a fabulous musical on Broadway.
You didn't see him get naked in Trib?
No. No, I didn't. I find it odd that there must be love involved for you to enjoy it. Like, you'll be upset if one girl doesn't call the other later tonight.
Love probably is overstating it, but like legitimate interest. Like, I need that. I need that. What? I don't know why I need that. I'm just telling you, I'm being honest with the audience because I think it's important that I am.
I don't know that that's important either.
Plowing, you have something for
me. I'm not at that level, but I think there needs to be passion. I think you need... I agree with the corn in the background and guys throwing money. That wouldn't get me, you know, full mast.
However,
if you can see in lesbians' eyes if they're really enjoying themselves and if the passion is real, then that's what turns me on. You don't need to be in love with each other, but you need to be in love with the act itself.
Amen. Amen, sir. Tip of the cap to you.
You weren't at that golf tournament, were you, Plowsy?
I was not.
You weren't. Okay.
I've seen plenty of them similar on the internet, though.
Have you?
Yeah. But there's like golf tournament videos?
No,
stuff?
I think there should be, though. I think that
maybe that could be something we could start up, Doug.
Yeah, you could find a little niche there. Just don't claim that it's for some wholesome charity.
You could like go onto the golf course and be like, hey, who's ready for a foursome?
Okay, Plowsy.
And you know, because it's a double on.
But just not on the first, second, or 18th hole, was that it?
Well, it was a Gateway.
Oh, jeez.
Nice fairways there.
There was a lot of laying on the fairways, too.
Easy. I've never been to one of those tournaments.
Yeah, well, Pete, there was a girl.
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't either.
No, we only played.
But I didn't play for something.
Well, we only played because it was at Walter's Golf Management, and me and Jeff and Jay and
Jennings.
Denny Walters played, and Denny got upset because...
Did Jennings add some cash into the pot for hot foot play?
I don't think it was known that he had a foot fetish back then. But Denny Walters, one of the girls who we paid, well, I didn't pay, to just be like our caddy all day. And she got so drunk that we were on the green and she just took off with the cart. And Denny had his wallet.
Like the
and
wind.
Denny had his wallet and his Rolex and everything in his golf bag. And she had no clue where she went.
Hello, nerve, Nancy.
Did you get everything back?
He did. Eventually, we found the cart in the parking lot and she was passed out under a tree.
Doug, it was Triple Lakes. That's from Southern Comfort. Does that ring a bell? I used to play Triple Lakes growing up. It's because I come from old money.
Yeah.
Doug, does that ring a bell?
I don't know. I don't know what course it was. I don't know how many courses there would be in Columbia, Illinois. That's probably the only one.
No, there's Columbia, and there's Triple Lakes, and I think there's another one.
Maybe. Columbia Bridges, I think.
Doug, this is Adam.
Hello,
we'll
Adam.
A shout-out to Salt and Smoke right now.
All right.
Relax Texas-style barbecue joint with lots of bourbons, artisan cocktails, and craft beers. You're going to find them
Doug, all
6,
of our
5,
callers
5,
are
5.
Sponsored.
I know. They're getting money for calling what? In.
You're going to find them on 6525 Delmar Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. Tom Schmidt's the owner. You can call the establishment at 314-727-0200. Tom's handsome.
All right, so you got anything else for us, Adam?
I went to a whole room. I was getting a call. Hold on.
Yeah, sorry to bother you.
I was at a wake last night. Rest in peace, Bob. But a guy named Blake saw me. And he pointed me out. He said, "You're Adam." And I said, "That's weird." He smelled like cigarettes. He wanted me to mention his name on the radio. Sup, Blake? That's it, though.
That's it? That's the call.
Salt what? And Smoke. Relax Texas-style barbecue joint. Lots of bourbons, artisan cocktails, and craft beer.
All right. Sorry to hear about Bob.
Delmar Boulevard.
All right.
How did that guy know you were Adam? How did that guy know you?
Earth.
From your voice calling in?
He hung up.
Okay.
He just had to do his spot and then go on.
I was at the post office yesterday, the Sappington post office. And as I'm walking out, I hear, "Free Dotem." And I turned and looked around, and no one's looking at me, and not very many people. Everyone's looking the other way. I said, I don't know. Maybe I'm just hearing it now.
Oh, no.
Or maybe there's someone who's working at the post office taunting me. Oh, it was not nice. It was eerie.
I got free dotumed in the lobby of the Palazzo 2 days ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's very odd.
Jim Hayes was telling me on the way to the ballpark. Wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotem family. He met Mr. and Mrs. Dotem and their son, Deke. And they want to say hi to family and friends back home in St. Louis.
Okay.
That's from the Dotems.
It wasn't. Come on, we're in the middle of a pennant race at this point.
He's the best.
Hey, Doug, there are 4 courses over here in Columbia, you ass. That's from Justin in Columbia.
Columbia's big enough to have 4 golf courses?
Why do you hate What's Columbia?
How big is the town? 5,000 or so? 10,000?
6.
To have 4 golf courses? That's a lot of golf courses.
I've been to the Top Shooters over there.
Have you?
Beautiful women.
Seems as if those golfers on the ill side like the more unconventional FFM instead of the more popular MMF. Well, that comes from Pride Joe's more popular MMF.
Mm-hmm. Now, boy, I didn't know they had 4 courses in Columbia.
Well, now you know. Yeah. Now apologize to the people there. They're nice people.
I don't believe I've played any one of them.
And there's apparently tripping going on like the Dickens.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely would watch it, but it wouldn't be as hot as if I was at least believing that I was witnessing the real thing.
I don't think the girls cared much about that as you threw money at them.
Exactly. No, I agree. But I'm just telling you, for as pro-lesbianism as I am, and I'm pro-human nature. That's another thing that people find to be controversial.
Right.
Pro-human nature. Mm-hmm. But I am. And I just don't know if that would do it for me. Would I look away? Of course not. But would I be aroused? I don't think I would. I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
Okay.
At this point in the conversation, I'm thinking, can Timberfake call back in?
They shut it down is what they did. They shut that down.
Hey, Doug, you slack draw. You need to stop trashing Monroe County.
I'm not trashing it. I didn't think Columbia was big enough to support 4 golf courses.
Why do you think you're better than everyone?
I think Kirkwood only has one. Kirkwood's like 30,000 people. They've got Greenbrier Country Club.
No, is that right?
That's it.
They ain't going to let my south side ass in there.
Probably not.
Sunset Hills only has one. Sunset Country Club.
Are you a member?
No.
Should be.
I can't afford it.
Doesn't Kirkwood have please. Algonquin, Westboro, and Greenbrier?
Algonquin, I think, is Warson Woods, maybe.
Be Glendale, Western. I think.
Glendale.
But Glendale's a part of Kirkwood, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was all like under...
You would go to the same school, but it's not part of Kirkwood proper.
Like DePere, for example.
Right. Would you like to be part of that country club?
Sure.
Why don't you get yourself down there?
Which one you fit to be a part of?
Well, I would go to Sunset. That's the one closest to me.
And just walk up and say, I'm here for my honorary membership. I'm Doug Vaughn.
Do you?
I think that would work. Be glad to have you as a member.
It's nice. That $600 or $700 a month that you got to cough up. That's what hurts.
Not on an honorary.
You think they'd waive the fee, do you? Yeah,
for you.
Why don't we call Belle Reve at 9 when they open?
They might waive it, yeah. A little tougher track. Although Sunset's a snoot full, too.
Doug, Tapawingo, too, ass. Tapawingo's Kirkwood?
No, that's not Kirkwood. No. That might be Sunset Hills. That's probably Sunset Hills.
I think it's unincorporated St. Louis
County. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Sunset Hill has a second course.
How's Tapawingo doing? They had a flood issue earlier this year.
Yeah, well, that's the problem playing right there. That course was right across the street from
I'll tell you, when that course is in good shape, it's great.
Yeah.
27 holes, the Bacardi boys run that, Joe Bacardi's.
Yeah, Gary Player Design.
Gary Player Design, Doug.
Yeah, I was there when he was christening the course. Yeah.
I know Tapawingo, and it's great.
He hasn't been back since.
Well, it's kind of out of the way for him.
Well, you build a course, don't you think it'd show up every once in a while to see how it's doing?
I don't think he wants to go after Gary Player.
Probably not.
Hold him accountable.
Probably not if you're 70-some-odd years old and you're playing the greatest courses around the world.
Doug, I was wrong. There are 5 courses here, you ass. Columbia, the Bridges, Triple Lakes, River Lakes, and Fairfield.
Well, how Justin many do you need? Do you do anything else but golf?
Don't you people have homes?
How about you go to work every now and then? Enough of the golfing. You got 5 courses in one small town?
Guys, I was at Old Warson yesterday. I had to fix the fireplace. See, our listeners.
Yeah, our listeners are chimney sweeps. Hard to get work as a chimney sweep nowadays.
That was Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. Think about that. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, well, I don't know how fun it is, but that's what it was. Dick Van Dyke's still around.
Chimney, chim, chim, chiru.
Sweep is as lucky
See?
As
Pretty
lucky.
Fun.
But, you know.
Pretty fun.
It was fun once I started singing it. You know. Really got to be a good time.
Sunset Lakes, too, Doug. It's from Imperial and Paler. Boy, it sounds like you're getting exposed.
I guess maybe that's Sunset Hills, too. Yeah, that's 3.
Sing that, Tim. Chim, 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 chim,
chim, chim, chim, chim. That's all I got. I'm poor lyrically.
Tim, do you need a caddy for your round today? Thanks, Barnhart Brawler.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, I'm going to suspend him for eliminating. Barnhart Brawler, 2 days' time. Suspension.
After yesterday's video, people are saying you should put yourself on that list.
Yeah, Doug, we have fun with audio here. The Inside STL News team, the wonderful Michael Gaines and Hannah Ray Yates covered, you know, how the show handled me not being here for one day.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like it was a story that didn't necessarily need...
It was a slow news day.
...to be covered. So I said to Gaines, I said, what's the angle today? And he said, oh, you know, how the show did without you in on Monday.
That's eliminating.
So here's the audio from the Inside STL. You can see the video on InsideSTL.com, the Inside STL news team, Hannah Ray Yates and Michael T. Gaines.
For me, I get that email first thing in the morning from Seymour saying, hey, Tim is out. And just the thought of Tim not being here, not being able to see him across the way, playing some of his favorite drops, just hear my favorite laugh of the whole show is Tim's. And so you could really feel it, but you pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
It's never the same when Tim's not here. I mean, the show's not the same. You look over in that chair, it's empty. I miss Tim when he's not here. Kat did a great job of filling in as the host.
Yeah, it seemed like that's after the fact.
But you just expect Tim to be there when he's not. One day feels like a month.
Oh, for him.
Did you miss him?
Didn't I just say that?
It was awful without him. We were a rudderless ship. We didn't, frankly, know what to do. I don't like to talk, which makes radio a poor career choice for me. Tim can talk forever. So when he's not there, we pretty much struggle. We don't know what to say. We haven't got much to offer. So, yeah, we miss him badly. Jim Hayes and Iggy, you know, we're not professionals in the business. we just pretty much just sit there at the table. When Tim is not there, we don't know what to do. We gather at a table and we sit and stare at each other, and we've got very, very little to offer, which you know, is disappointing to the people that listen, because they can tell that we got nothing. We've got absolutely nothing. So when Tim is here, you know, we have a little something. He can talk a lot better than we can. When he's not here, you know, we're very, very humbled and very much ashamed of ourselves.
Let me give you a double ring on that.
I feel like I should put myself on the limiting list for that. Guys, did Tim die? It sounds like a memorial service.
It's from the 618 Nate.
Well, hello, Nate.
Oh, you're saying hello to the texters now.
Well, that one, yeah, was the normal one.
You know him?
No, I don't know Nate. Oh. Unless it's Natty Nate. We met him at Normandy.
That's right.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he loves America. That was well put together by the IT team.
You're a fan of the Inside STL News team.
I am. I mean, just, you have to watch the video, because the way they edited in shots of the studio, you talking, you and your sweatshirt over there with the hood pulled over, almost embarrassed we were talking about you. So it was well put together yesterday, well edited, and I thought Hannah asked some great questions.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Except the last one she asked me after I just told her how much I missed you.
Well, don't snap at the interviewer.
So did you miss him? Didn't I just say all of that? I said I missed him.
Okay, but don't snap at her.
Well done.
They have an assignment every day they must cover?
That's right. There's always a story on this show.
Well, what's the story today?
I don't know. We'll talk it over with them. They'll be here. We'll ask them to come in at 9 o'clock. We have Reed Lowe coming on the show at 9 o'clock. Appliance Discounter phone lines. Reed Lowe will be our guest. The Appliance Discounters have all kinds of deals going on right now for our audience. Support the sponsors. Doug, please. Support the sponsors.
Okay. I do. I went to Billy G's just last night.
You did. Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. For that creative touch in your kitchen, Bosch has a side-swing convection wall oven, induction cooktops that will heat quicker than gas, and steam ovens for healthy cooking. Finish that built-in kitchen with the quietest dishwasher in the industry. Are your dishwashers quiet? Mine?
No.
I like shut it down. I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. I'm going to start the dishwasher. It's loud.
Mine is pretty quiet because I got it at the Appliance Discounter.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Mine is loud, and then when it's done, it beeps. Oh, but, yeah. You know, it's kind of a pain.
TheAppliancedDiscounters.com. Get one that doesn't beep. TheAppliancedDiscounters.com. We're talking Blues hockey. It's presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're going to do that next with Reed Lowe. Really good interview, I thought, with Jensen Lewis, the Indians pre- and post-game television analyst. Kind of called out Kyle Hendricks.
He's been coddled.
Doesn't think he has the stones to throw a World Series game on the road. Then he's been coddled. We'll see about being the professor when he's not at home. Jensen.
Well, it would take some stones to pitch on the road, Game 7. Wild play.
Arrieta was dealing early, wasn't he? Yeah. Holy moly.
And he was like in a trance. When he came out of the game and he walked to the dugout, the look on his face, like he was somewhere else.
He says he's ready to go again tonight.
We'll see.
And then also saying it's 50-50 at least that Charlie Sheen will throw out the first pitch tonight. Said, I just make sure that you're watching for the start of the game. I'm thrilled to hear it. I'll be locked in. So that's what Jensen Lewis had to say. If you miss anything, you can always podcast like the Dickens on InsideSTL.com. Really, the move is just subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or however you do it if you don't have an iPhone. I don't know how that works. Doug, if you have a Galaxy 7, heads up.
I don't, you know, those are the ones that blow up.
Right. Yeah. Before I got on the flight on Monday, they said, it's very important if you have a Galaxy 7 to please step forward and give us your phone. I'm like, oh my God.
Wonderful advertising for the company.
Reed Lowe joins us next. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.